Well, investors may be nervous, but the newspapers are nervous as well, certainly the left-wing ones. Dipti's been delving through them for us, Dipti.
Yeah, a lot of disbelief, defiance as well, and a lot of similar words kind of really recurring on the front pages today. Let's show you first Libération and L'Humanité. L'Humanité is a communist paper here in France. Libération is a left-wing paper. Both of them going with almost identical headlines today. Faire bloc, faire front. We need to do everything we can to block the far right from winning more seats, both papers say. Libération calls for a, quote, ruthless bloc vote for the candidate who is second place to a far right candidate in all the individual races that will be decided next Sunday. L'Humanité also making the same call to avoid the worst happening on July the 7th, the paper says.
What about the other papers? What are they saying, Dipti?
Well, this is from Aujourd'hui en France, Le Parisien. This is, again, something you're seeing on a lot of the papers today. The far right at the doors of power, knocking on the doors of power. For Les Echos, the French business paper, it's the end of an era. The paper says, even though this is just the first round and there is still a second round that will decide the makeup of the lower house in parliament next week, the general feeling is that a lot of things have already kind of been a done deal. The paper evokes what it calls the end of an era for the presidential majority and for Emmanuel Macron as well in many ways. And La Croix, the Catholic paper, says the next week will be a decisive week. It's a week of choices, a warning that a new campaign in many ways has opened as of today, hoping, the paper says, to see a major disruption to prevent the far right from taking power.
And what about the reaction from outside of France as well, Dipti? What are the papers worldwide saying?
Well, a lot of reaction as well, Stuart. This is from Le Soir, the Belgian paper, which says that the far right is so close to power, it says on its front page, an historic result, unprecedented and devastating. The paper accuses Emmanuel Macron of having smashed to pieces France, while you have the Times of London, the British Daily here on its front page, which is going with humiliation. The French right have humiliated Emmanuel Macron with this resounding loss projections, albeit the Times of London saying the French have relegated his party to third place, while you have Tribune de Genève, that's a Swiss paper, again going with that word, humiliating, a humiliating loss for Emmanuel Macron and for his bet. The paper wondering also if French voters' desire for change will take precedence over their fear of change.
Quite a few reactions Dipti's found for us in the Italian press, notably.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got Libero, which is going with not Macron, but Micron, so macro, micro. So you get the play on words there. A headline that's quite evocative. I think it says it all, really. Evoking, indeed, what it calls a political earthquake that has hit France. Die Zeit, that's a German paper out of Hamburg. Now, in this article, they say that, I mean, Germany has also seen the rise of the far right, particularly in recent European elections. The paper says that the results in France show how the centrists can collapse and that this could also happen in Germany. The possibility of a far-right government, the paper says, could lead to authoritarianism, a racist domestic policy, as well as closer ties with Russia and Vladimir Putin. And we'll just end this section with this very unflattering picture of Emmanuel Macron on the front of El Khabar, that's an Algerian paper, which also evokes that the French president has lost his bet, noting that the French citizens of Algerian origin, the paper says, played a big role in preventing what could have been a tsunami of far-right results in that first round.
And not just papers here in Europe, but right around the world reacting as well.
Absolutely. You have the Wall Street Journal here. Let's see if I can bring it up for you. I might not be able to at this point, but you have the Wall Street Journal, which cautions that if you ever do go to a casino with Emmanuel Macron, don't mimic his bets. He has lost big in an election that nobody needed. He bet hard on French voters sobering up when it came to when the parliament was at stake. Instead, they poured a double and rallied behind the far right. Now, having said that, the journal also says, as we've seen in Italy, when populists do come to power, they do have to temper in some ways their politics. So if it is a case that we will have this populist party in power, if that is the case next week, it'll be interesting to see how they can how they can actually govern with their rhetoric.
And Dimitri's going to end with the Illustrated Press not missing a beat today when it comes to reacting to these results, are they, Dipti? Of course, the Illustrated Press always love an election, don't they?
Yes, they do. And they never miss a beat. This is from Le Canard Enchaîné, a French satirical paper, which gives us the weather forecast for the holidays here in France and says, be careful, there are fires everywhere. These, of course, not fires, but the symbol of the far-right National Rally Party. You also have this one here, which I quite like. Stuart, this is from an Austrian illustrator, and he calls it, I guess, the sort of celebration of the fascists. That's what he called it. And you see here Marine Le Pen, Vladimir Putin, quite proverbially dancing on Europe's grave, if you like. You have North Korea, China, and Donald Trump. They're all providing the music, while Emmanuel Macron here with his head cut off. Very telling, if not exaggerated, portrayal of what politics looks like.
Yeah, it looks like a happy one, but actually not. Dipti, thanks for us. Dipti Guillerand there with the papers for us on France 24.